Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The AFC right now, and at the top of it, you have the Colts. You got a Patriots team that is surprising a lot of people. Drake May continues to play very, very well. Mike Vrabel's got that defense also slowly turning into what you expect from a Vrabel defense. It's not quite there yet. Who's the bigger threat right now to the Chiefs and their quest? Let's say the Chiefs get to where we think they will eventually, which is being one of the top three seeds, I still think, in the AFC when it's all said and done. Yes, that means I think they can win the division still. So who's the biggest threat for them? Is it Daniel Jones and those Colts, or is it Drake May and the New England Patriots?
Can I tell you why I love this conversation? Because we're not taking the Bills off this list. The Bills have been a perennial contender. They are still in the playoff mix versus the Ravens, who we don't have to take serious at all. And we've already just decided as a collective over the years not to take the Broncos seriously, the Steelers seriously, the Chargers, the Jags, Bengals. I don't care about any of those other teams. So if I'm going to have to choose someone besides Buffalo to take serious, the only two teams, in my opinion, at the moment, unless Denver starts looking a lot different offensively, even though I know they won, unless they're going to start looking a lot different offensively, is those two teams. I think it's the Colts. I think the Colts are lining up for one of those once every 4 years where some team whose quarterback you want to dismiss because it doesn't quite track in your head gets in there and you're like, I don't think so. But everything about their team lines up. They win and win by a wide margin. They're undefeated in the conference. They're in a medium level division, at least. Like, the Texans aren't, they're not good, but they're not a laughing stock. The Jags are medium, but they're not a laughing stock. And so, like, they found a way to take complete control of their division. They've got a quarterback playing confidently at a high level. And what happens with the Patriots is, I just think they're a year too early. I will take them seriously moving forward. If I made this a, for the next 5 years, who do you take more serious conversation?
Yeah.
Well, then it's the Patriots by a pretty wide margin. They're just a year too early. Don't have enough offensive weapons. Don't have enough defensive weapons. They are a good, solid football team who is well coached. I don't fear them the way I fear the Colts at this stage.
So I don't fear either team,
no,
but I will say the Colts are clearly the answer to this question. They have the number one offense in football, and they're going to win their division, and therefore they're going to get a home game, and they're trending towards the number one seed. That makes them a bigger threat as well. Just that whole setup.
That they could be playing at home.
I think if the Patriots are the 5 or 6 seed, I think they can go on the road and win. You know, like if you tell me that the Patriots are the 5 seed and the Steelers are the 4, the Patriots, a lot of people are going to pick them to go beat Pittsburgh. If the Patriots are going, and let's say the Chargers still win the division, or excuse me, the Broncos win the division, and the Patriots are going to Denver, Patriots can win that game. Some people might even pick them to upset the Chiefs. I think that'll be foolish if the Chiefs are playing the way we all think they're going.
That'd be a massive mistake.
But the Patriots, if they go to Pittsburgh or Denver or someplace like that in the playoffs, if the one of those teams wins their division, then I think they can win that. The Colts are the bigger threat, but the fact that this is the conversation still makes me feel very good. If I'm Buffalo or if I'm Kansas City, because I still know that if your team can get in the dance, you still have the better quarterbacks. And typically, not always, typically the best quarterbacks find ways to win in the postseason. It's almost that. It's not always that simple, but it's pretty darn close.
Occasionally in the playoffs, like we mentioned, like the Bortles year, you can.
Bortles, Mark Sanchez, Flacco, Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson. There's outliers, but we're talking about three guys in the last 20 years.
Yeah, it's not common. I'm just trying to think about like getting to a conference title game. In the NFC, that's been way more common. Just some quarterback who you're like, oh, them? Okay, nice job. Getting to the NFC title game there, bud. Whatever. That's happened a little bit more frequently.
I just want to see the Colts go up. I want to see the Colts go up against Josh Allen or Mahomes. By the way, they will go up against Mahomes here in a couple weeks. I want them to face a top tier quarterback. Justin Herbert's very good. He's not a top tier elite, top five quarterback in the league. They haven't faced one of those guys yet. Matthew Stafford's the closest to that, and they lost that game.
Looking over in the text line, some people are like, I don't even take the Bills seriously. Somebody tossing in other teams. Mentioning the Steelers still because of Aaron Rodgers. I was like, I don't know, man. We talked
about
this.
He is playing better.
They lost to the Bengals and Joe Flacco and gave up 300-yard passes.
Rodgers is playing fine, but the Steelers as a whole are the same old Steelers. We said that after last Thursday's game. Same Steelers are probably going to win the division still, but they're not doing anything in the postseason.
Somebody mentioned this yesterday when we were going through the All 32, and I mentioned the Colts. Lou Anarumo seems to somehow have his way a little bit with Patrick Mahomes, and just not necessarily making him play bad, but
he's done a better job than most coordinators.
He has a good game plan. So
yes.
I think that also maybe factors into not just the offensive part, but Lou Anarumo being the DC all of a sudden, I think makes that matchup even a little bit more intriguing when we get to it.
The best thing that happened to him is he got fired by the Bengals.
It's worked out very well for him.
He's got a top 10 defense, and the Bengals don't. They have the second worst defense in the NFL at the moment, points per game wise. No, I think that there is something to the Lou part. You got to go back to when they got past Kansas City in the AFC title game. It was Lou Anarumo dropped 8 in coverage more than anyone had ever done that to Patrick Mahomes ever. And that became the book on Mahomes for a full season after that. They went like full shift, and everybody in the NFL did that for a while. Now, I think the Chiefs have too many weapons to just be like shut down by them.
It's
the quarterback thing that's the only reason gives us pause. If the quarterbacks are switched,
of course.
We would say the Colts without even.
But that's a huge deal. But that's everything. I mean, I this is not me hating on Indianapolis. They've done an amazing job, and they're proving everybody, including me and you and Drew, all wrong. Okay, they're having an awesome season, and they're going to be a playoff team and all that. It feels still a lot like Minnesota last year to me. I'm sorry. Let's see where they're at in week 16, 17, and 18. How healthy are they? What level is Daniel Jones still playing at? We all remember what happened to Sam Darnold and the Vikings late. They won 14 games. He looked like bleep the final week or so, and they lost in the opening round of the postseason, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it still feels like to me. And maybe
you're
saying
there's still like a false bottom.
The difference for them, they might be the one seed, so they get an automatic bye. Maybe that's the difference. And that's why the one seed actually for them is so important. I don't think Daniel Jones winning 3 playoff games. Can Daniel Jones win a playoff game to get him an AFC title game? Maybe. Is he winning 3? Not so sure about that.
Their schedule
is still an AFC title game, then surely Daniel Jones is getting paid, right? I mean, he's the guy anyway. Then. I mean,
he will be their starting quarterback for the long haul now.
I think
if as long as he has, he stays healthy.
Mm-hmm. It's a Baker thing. They're going to pay him a cut. He's going to get another big payday. Daniel Jones, they're not going to have this kind of success and then change it up. Not in my opinion. It's just, there's just no way.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.